This is the portion of the program where we entice you, the audience, to become a big brother or a big sister. We talked to Jane a little bit earlier about the Bowl for Kids' Sake that's coming up. I want to welcome Bill Flanagan in here this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Busy guy like you.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And you are willing to do something like this. We've talked to Taylor before. He'll join us here in just a second here. What was the catalyst here? Why did you jump in?
The need for 30 to 40 big brothers and big sisters. I heard about it. I'd been thinking about it for years. Didn't think I had the time to do it. Thought I'd look into it and discovered that I did have the time.
It's amazing. There really is no requirement. You don't have to say this time and this time and this time. It's just kind of a matter of when you're both available to do whatever you decide to do.
The basic requirements for try to get 4 to 6 hours a month to try and spend some time. Now, I've got a business. I'm busy. I didn't know if I was going to be able to pull it off. And it was easy. Actually, we're doing 4 to 6 hours a week plus, and no problem at all. And we look forward to it.
Taylor, has he taught you how to install Windows yet?
No.
Okay, just checking. What's it been like hanging out with Bill? I mean, how long have you been the little brother in this relationship?
Since June.
Okay. What are some of the things you guys do?
We sometimes go to the YMCA. We were supposed to go this weekend, but then we had other plans.
Okay.
But I might see him next weekend.
What are some of your favorite things that you've done as you look back over the last couple of months? What are some of the favorite things you've done?
Go around to his man cave.
You got to. I knew that was going to come up. You have to teach the boy to be a warrior, Bill.
We're teaching him the ropes.
But it's simple stuff. I mean, he's not talking about grand plans where you're going off camping and fishing and all this other stuff. It's really just a matter of hanging out together.
It's just hanging out. We go for bike rides. We do a lot of fishing together. We did some hunting together. Go to the Y. Just go to the movies. Sometimes if we don't have a lot of time, we'll just go to have lunch. It's just not a lot of things and not a lot of grand plans. I mean, we've done a lot of fun things, taken some short trips together. But whenever there's a few minutes and we try and get together and we make plans. So.
Taylor, what grade are you in, bud?
Sixth
grade. So having a guy like this around is actually kind of important for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you talk, what do you guys talk about without getting into the man cave details again here? But just you talk about what? Friends? You talk about sports? Just whatever?
What's going on in school? What have I been doing? What has he been doing? How was like his trips and stuff when he goes down to Florida?
What does it mean to you to have a guy like this in your life?
It means a lot because he takes me places that I've never been, and it's someone new to hang out with.
And for you? You know, a lot of people, Bill, would look at this as, okay, you know, just sacrifice this time and do this. This is probably actually meant, to some ways, even more to you than to him, I would think.
I don't know who's benefiting more here, Taylor or myself. I am getting a lot out of this. This has really made a big change in my life, and it's been interesting. He's really, I haven't been around children for 30 years. I've got a boy that's 39 years old, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do it, but it just fit right back in, and he's made a big difference in my life, and I look forward to the meetings. I mean, it's something that I've really added to my schedule, and we're having a good time.
As we wrap up our time here together, Bill, I'll just ask you first here, what would you say to someone who was like you, sitting on the fence, not sure if they should do it? What would be your final word here about being a big brother?
Look into it. It's not as much as you think. It's not as hard as you think, and there's a need. Just seeing our relationship and all the other big brothers and big sisters, it makes a huge difference in the kids' lives and in the big brothers, big sisters' lives. So if you've got any concerns, if there's any problems at all, I'd be glad to talk to anybody. I mean, I've got a busy schedule, but you can definitely come up with a few hours a week.
Taylor, do you have friends that have big brothers too, or are you the only one you know of?
I have my brother has one. He used to have one, okay. And my sister has a sister, little.
So you've seen this from the whole family perspective then. So yeah. Just as the little brother here, what would you say to someone who was thinking of being a big brother? What would be your final shot here today? What would you want people to know?
That it's really fun and you do things once or twice a week. And you have someone new to hang out with, and you never get bored, and sometimes you do things you never done before with him, and he's never done before.
I was about to say, that relationship's a two-way street. Now, do you guys talk about you benefiting Bill? Do you guys talk about that at all and how much you've meant to him?
Kind of.
Yeah. It is a very, very solid relationship, and I do know for a fact I've got a friend who was a little brother starting in 1979. Him and his little brother, to this day, are still very tight, and I'm assuming, Bill, that that's probably going to be the case with the two of you years to come.
I believe so.
Guys?
We hope so.
Appreciate it very much. Taylor, good to see you again. Bill?
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. It is 751. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Marquette County.